observe circumambulation of Prajamandal for 1 month. We start from Mathura and terminate to Vrindavan. There will be 8 camps. In these circumambulation ceremony, Parikrama, Prajamandal Parikrama, we shall go to Kelanban. There are 12 principal bon. Bon means forest. 24 upabons. Upabons means groves, small forests. And we shall be there this year also. Kelanban. There is Jamuna River. At the bank of the Jamuna River, there is Ram Ghat. Ram Ghat. Ram means Balaram's Ghat. Landing stage. There we shall go and we will hear about the Rasila Balaram. It has been performed there. We shall remember that. Balaram's Rasila with the gopis. We have heard from our Guru Varga. It is the standing order of our most revered Gurudev. We should not speak out of your own initiative. We should repeat what we have heard from Guru Varga. Shuddha Vaishnava, Shuddha Varga. They said giving scriptural evidence from Bhakti Ratnakar. Balaram made pastimes with the gopis there, but not with Madhur Rosh. Gopis are their relation with Krishna. Delightful relation is consummated of love, Gopi Prem. How you can understand this? Here, Balaram mainly is the leader of the bosom friends, confidants. Shakha, at the head of them, and out of all the bosom friends, 12 bosom friends are the main. Shakharash is not hostile or opposed to Madhur Rosh. There is some deep, some connection. Shakha Rosh and Madhur Rosh has got to come connection, but not with Vatsalya Rosh. And Shakha Rosh is there within Madhur Rosh, but beyond that there are other roshes. Here we are seeing that he is having his pastimes with the gopis, but not like Krishna. Krishna's pastime is the highest. Here, all the confidantes, gopis, they are having these pastimes with Balaram. They require, they pray for this. To fulfill their desire, he has made this pastime. But with Sakkaras, friendship relation, bosom friendship. But by the grace of Balaram, you can get the highest plane. There are not so many Bhagavans, so many Supreme Lords. Supreme Lord is one. Supreme Lord cannot be many. But in pastimes they are different. Infinite forms. Supreme Lord is infinite. His transcendental spiritual form also infinite. Some of the names we see in the scriptures. But infinite, everything infinite. As he is infinite, his everything is infinite. Infinite worlds, universes. Infinite living beings. Infinite transcendental realms. Everything is infinite. If you give some condition to it, then you are a conditioned soul. You have got no knowledge of Supreme Lord. You are committing offense. He is making all these pastimes. And he is appearing in this world with those forms also. Because already you have heard about this. When a bucket falls in the well, how we can lift that bucket? Very deep well. A bunch of hooks. You will fasten it with the rope. And that bunch of hooks will be dropped in that. And there are so many hooks. By one hook, it will catch hold of the bucket. And the bucket will be lifted. This world is like a pit. Well, all the conditioned souls who are averse to Supreme Lord, they are prisoners here. They have been dropped in this well. How they can be rescued? Supreme Lord's thinking. They are conscious beings. Conscious beings have got independent desires. No concept, 600 crores of human beings are here. They are not at par, fully at par. The 600 crores of human beings. Different. That is dependent. They have got some different of taste, so that Supreme Lord will appear as boar, Supreme Lord Jagya as fuse, tortoise, and Bamandev dwarf, and in human form, Nishinga, so many forms. He is appearing in this world. Why? To catch hold of it. Any object to worship, whatever you desire, you take shelter to it and start bhajan, and you will be lifted from this pit of worldly bondage. For that reason, different forms you will find writing of our Gurudev Narottam Thakur. It is him. Narottam Thakur daily pray for his grace, whose name Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uttered in Kanhaiya Natsala. When second time he was going towards Vrindavan. Narottam. Narottam was not at that time. He did not appear. He appeared much later than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But they are personal associates. He was ordering Narottam, Narottam. Astronomy? Narottam. His personal associate. Champak Manjari. They are not ordinary persons. And he explained this to Nityananda Prabhu and others. I do not want to go into it. There, Narottam Thakur has written in his hymn, Gajendra Nandana Jai Satyajita Hoilo Sei Balaram Hoilo Nitai Dinehana Jata Chilo Hariram Uddhaila Tar Sakhi Jagai Madai. Here, Narottam Thakur is writing, Nityananda, who is Nityananda? Nityananda is one with Balaram. Balaram hoilo nita, Balaram appeared as Nityananda. And Vrajendra Nandan, son of Nanda Maharaj, Nandanandan Sri Krishna appeared as Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhajan Sati Chutoyle, son of Sati Devi. Balaram Hoilo Nitai. Dinajana Jato Chilo. All the conditioned souls, those were enveloped by the elusive energy of Supreme Lord, external potency, passing through cycles of births and deaths, threefold afflictions, etc. In a very precarious condition. By distributing Harinam, they rescue them. Harinam Uddhaila, Tar Shakti Jagai Ar Madhai. Jagai Madhai, the great sinners, you have heard the name. They were also escorted by Nityananda. In another hymn it is written, Nitai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushi Jada, Jechai Jagata Jurai, Hina Nitai Jine Bhai Radha Krishna Pai Tenai, Virakuri Dhara Nitai Pai. I think, you know some Bengali? They are studying Bengali. This hymn of Narottam Thakur, Swami Maharaj, I saw in different places, in tape record, he was singing. And others were repeating, Nitai Pada Kamal. He is praying the grace of Nityananda. Koti Chandra Sushitala. Sushitala means like the moon. Millions of moons compared with the billions of moons. Allay the all sufferings of this. Conditions also. Jechaya Jagata Jurai. Then all the sufferings will be removed, allayed. Suffering due to birth, suffering due to death, suffering as long as we remain here, threefold appear. All kinds of. By taking shelter of whom, you can remove all afflictions. Jechaya Jagata Jurai. Hino Nitai Vinay Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. Now, Balaram is making the pastimes with the gopis, with Sakharas. But by His grace we can get Krishna or Radha Krishna prema. You don't understand this. It is beyond our comprehension. Ramchandra and Krishna saying, ontologically saying, there can be Bhagavan, so many Bhagavan. Bhagavan is one, but He has got different forms, innumerable forms, innumerable pastimes. In Ramchandra pastime, Marjada Purushottam, He has taught moral rules, ethical principles, morality. To have given respect or dignity to rules and regulations. For that reason, when all the saints rushed Dandakaranda in the forest of Dandakaranda, they wanted to love, worship Ramchandra as their husband. Gopi Prem. They want to serve Ramchandra by the beauty. They are so much attracted. You are our husband. He said, no, this Leela is not for this. This Leela is for teaching moral rules. When I shall be born in Brajadham, in the re-accepting gopis, Nandamar Jarada Devi, you also go there and be born in the gopis. By taking shelter to the gopis, you will get me as husband. Not in this Leela. By that, by the grace of Ramchandra, they have got Krishna as their husband. All these things. Like this, Balaram, Nityananda, without their grace, you cannot get. They are making these best times, specially to satisfy the friendship relation. Those devotees who are in friendship relation, to satisfy them. And in Ramlila, Balaram was Lakhan. Lakhan was dissatisfied inside. I could not serve Ramchandra. Ramchandra is eldest. So as per his desire order, I am to carry out it. I could not do it. I had to carry out. Now I want to be born as elder brother of Ram. Ram who appeared as Krishna and Lakhan appeared as elder brother of Baladev. And Baladev, as per Baladev's dictation, Krishna had to move. What can be done? How we can understand this? We have to get the grace of Balaram. We have to get the grace of Nityananda. If we want to get, actually, if we want to get the contact of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, all bliss, then you have to have the grace of Nityananda. Vishnudas Kaviraj Goswami, he has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, by the grace of Nityananda, I am an abominable creature, but I have got my place where I was attracted to Vrindavan. Who has taken me? He tell me. How we can reconcile this? For that reason, all of intimately connected. For that reason, if you want the highest bliss, then you have to worship Nandanandan Krishna. Only in this seventh manantar, there are 14 manantars and 28 ages, you take together. Then within that, in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna appeared. And next in Kali Yuga, Krishna taking the form and more worship of Radha appeared at Gauranga. To test his own sweetness and to distribute it to all. Now, in one day of Brahma, it is not, you cannot mathematically calculate. The seven manantars, there are another seven other manantars. It will be finished, then again it will start, there will be absolute dissolution. Then again creation will start. So many years. Now we have got this opportunity. We should not lose this opportunity. For that reason you have to take shelter to Baladev. You have to take shelter to Nityananda. Then you will get easily. Koti Chandra Sushitala. This is Jagatudhi. Enunitai Dinevai. Without Nityananda, if you get Radha Krishna, you will not be able to enter into it, deeply into it, into the Rosh, delightful relation. By His grace you will get. Narottam Thakur has it. But you see, another question. I have heard that Krishna will only appear to those who love Him. But how can we develop love for Him? When we can't see Him and don't really know Him, that's to say, how can we grow to love someone? How can we grow to love someone? We don't know. Is it that our love is already there, but it has been forgotten, covered and perverted into lust for material pleasure? Now you see, first question. I have heard that Krishna will only appear those who love Him. Those who love Krishna, actual love of Krishna is there, they are emancipated, realized soul. They cannot come to this pit, to this prison house of Brahmanda. How they can come? This is the proof that we have not seen. We have no direct contact. By the consequence, by the fruit, you understand. We are to be born in mother's womb, so much suffering. At the time of death, you see, life does not want to leave the body. So much suffering. And as long as we remain in this threefold affliction, tremendous suffering. tremendous suffering. This is jail, prison house. Those who are averse to Sri Krishna, they will be thrown here. Those who have got love, they will go to the transcendental realm. For that reason, I have heard that Krishna will only appear to those who love him. Actual love is there. Krishna, who is Krishna? Krishna. Krishna means to attract. No means to give happiness. One who attracts all and gives that. As you find, already you have heard several times. This example, magnet is there and iron is there. Magnet's nature is to attract iron. We are seeing it in this one. And iron's nature is to be attracted by magnet. But if you see, magnet is there, iron is there, but magnet is not attracting and iron is not attracted. Then he may say, oh, what you are saying, the magnet is attracts iron and iron is attracting. This is not correct. Your magnet is not attracting and iron is not attracting. No. Natural relation is there. Krishna is attracting all. All in the universe and all transcendental realms, everyone. Every living being, every his other different forms. Krishna is attracting all and all are attracted to him. But when there is dirt, there are dirts on the iron, rust of the iron, then it is not seen there. When the rust will be removed, iron will run towards magnet. Magnet will attract. It is there. Like that, when we become averse to Supreme Lord, and we are enveloped by his illusory energy, by seeing the shadow, we jump into it. You are in conditioned aspect, in conditioned way, conditioned severe suffering is there, part and death. We want to get happiness, everybody wants to get it. But we make a Himalayan blunder. Himalayan blunder. Ananda is not subservient to us. Bliss is not subservient to us. Bliss is absolute. Bliss is complete reality. Bliss can take initiative. He is not unconscious. He is not devoid of consciousness. He is all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Person infinite. He is all bliss. Without the grace of bliss, you cannot get bliss. When you try being averse, with aversion to Sri Krishna, then the shadow will come, mirage. In the mirage you will run for water, you will not get water. Sun, light is there, reflected in the sand. It is hot. From a distance, due to optical illusion, you see water. if I go ahead, I will get. So going, and it is receding. Ultimately, frustration will come. Now in this world, when we, by our own sense organs, these all these sense organs, sukham vaindrikam dvetta deho jagana dehina, shabadvabhadda deivadda dukkamadat, you will find Prahlad saying to demon voice, we are all trying to get happiness by the contact of the sense organs with the object of the sense organs. We get some sort of sensation, ananda. Sukham indrikam dvetta deho jagana dehina, corporeal body, those who have got this body, the person inside is consciousness, Anushachidananda. He has got this property, body. And there are sense organs, non-eternal body, non-eternal sense organs. And we want to get happiness, to get the objects of those non-eternal sense organs. We are in contact with non-eternal things, shadow. It is the shadow of Supreme Lord. If there be a shadow of the tree, it looks like a tree, but there is no substance in it. If you take foods from that foods, you cannot have your hunger. You cannot remove your hunger by taking those fruits of the sun. And all you cannot get wood from the tree, from those trees. It is shadow. For that reason, when we try here, as long as we do not try, so long we are a bit better in this world. When we try to get happiness by our own caliber, by our own sense organs, with the help of sense organs, the intellect and mental capacity, then we come in contact with ignorance, with devoid of existence, devoid of knowledge, devoid of bliss. We are entering into farness. That Ananda is Supreme Lord. Ananda is all consciousness, all knowledge, Adyayan. He is not material. There is spiritual form. Gopal is spiritual form. He is seen a small boy. Jarada Mata could not fasten by extending the rope to miles and miles, several miles. Why? Seems to be finite, but in that is infinite. In the mouth, Jarada is seeing Brahmanda within this small body. Everything can do this. So-called Jnanis, they can understand this. They are deprived of Ananda. Ananda, devoid of consciousness, is devoid of Ananda. Matter cannot give you satisfaction. You run after matter to this mirage, material things, showing to be its shadow looks like the tree. But it is not tree, like that. The shadow of Krishna, Tasmat Krishna. Krishna, when one becomes averse to Krishna, then before him Maya will come, not that. It will, outwardly, you will see that Satchidananda is there in this world. this world is existence, knowledge and bliss. But when you will jump into it, you will be burned. If you want ananda, you have to submit to ananda. Ananda is not inferior, Supreme Lord, ananda, is not inferior to conscious units of particle of consciousness. They are coming from Supreme Lord. This body also has come out from the world. From Sri Krishna, opara prakriti, material energy. Subtle body, opara prakriti. He is the owner of opara prakriti, material energy. Earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligent, perverted ego. Outcome of Supreme Lord's opara prakriti. And self is the outcome of the para prakriti. He is the owner. And we are searching ananda, being averse to him. All efforts will be frustrated. Nothing it will get. So you have to submit, total surrender, because there is no equal to him or more than him. Your energy works for you. Supreme Lord's energy will work for Supreme Lord. This body is for Supreme Lord. The sense organs also should be engaged for this energy. Mind also should be for Supreme Lord. Target should be satisfaction of Supreme Lord. If target is something, then the speaker, the listener, both will be deprived from actual benefit. Always your target should be correct. Target should be for the satisfaction of Krishna, with total submission, unconditional surrender. This person is not doing, that person is not doing. We have no time to think about this. We have to think of our own selves. Any moment we may die. So many persons left this world, expired, they have disappeared. And I have got so many information. Any moment I may also die. What will go with us? This man is bad, that man is bad. What is the use of talking all these things? Start bhajan. Take complete shelter. If you get the actual benefit, then others will automatically get actual benefit. There should be example is better than precept. Only for delivering speech, our life is not meant for delivering speech. But we have to speak as we have heard from our Guru Bhargava, to have devotion to Supreme Lord, to serve Supreme Lord, to serve Guru Vaishnava. That should be our target, should be definite. We should not miss the target, whether we are in a household devotee or ascetic. Any moment any person can leave this body, again he will become human being. There is no guarantee. There is no guarantee. Whatever you will think at the time of death, you may have the birth accordingly. Why you are taking this risk? But that isn't, here it is. I have heard that Krishna will only appear to those who love him. But that love is there already, you have written here. Natural attraction is there. All the real souls have got natural love for Krishna. But now being repugnant to Sri Krishna, they are in contact with the illusory energy, and so many dirts have come. and it is enveloped. By the awakened soul, it awakes the eternal causeless devotion to Sri Krishna. That is the only way. No enslaved jiva can awake another enslaved jiva. Or a sleeping will awake. One person who is now awake, he can awake many persons. For that reason, we require bona fide sadhus whose life is actually dedicated to the service of the Krishna. Because if that causeless devotion is not there, he cannot dedicate his whole body, mind, etc. He cannot dedicate. He will have other desires. So there will be in his mind, there will be so many things will come to his mind, and he will divert it in several things of his life. Diversion will come. So if such devotees, there will be different standards of devotees, Kanishtha, Madhyam, Uttam. If you accompany them, then your eternal nature will be revealed, manifested in this way. How can we grow to love someone? You see, there these all these forms in this world, these forms, how long it will remain? The love in this world is temporary. If you love these non-eternal bodies, body relations, at the time of expiry, you will have immense suffering, mourning. You have to mourn for this. If you have love for Krishna, he has got form. Their form is not just an immediate form. There, all the sense organs can at a time act. Eyes can eat. Ears can see. All kinds of powers of sense organs remain there in every part of the body. We actually have touch of Supreme Lord, a finger of Supreme Lord, you will be rescued immediately. There is something different. Fingers, everything is there. And his absolute counterpart, Radharani, and his extended form. Through them, we can go to Krishna. As Swami Maharaj has written, already we have several times remembered this, but we forget. When one is enlightened with the knowledge, by his ignorance is destroyed. And his knowledge reveals everything, as some lights of everything at daytime. Several times we have heard. When one is enlightened with the knowledge by which ignorance is destroyed, this knowledge is not intellectual knowledge. Knowledge which has been attained by intellectual power. It's not that knowledge. Knowledge, self-effulgent knowledge. Self-effulgent knowledge. Who is the cause of all causes? He is self-effulgent. Utar Vishnu Paramang Padam Sada Prasanti Suraya Diviva Chakshuratva. We can see the sun not in the night. When sun will rise, through the medium of the light will come to us. We shall have to open our eyes, and through the light we can see the sun, And along with that, all the things of this world in the proper perspective, trees and birds, and beasts and human beings, everything. Everything will be manifested, will be revealed. When God will appear, their self-propulsion knowledge, there is no other way, no other way, no other way. He is not subservient to anybody. Sarvadharmam paritajya mam ekam saranam, lastly, Gita, Krishna has said clearly, you have to give up all kinds of efforts, take absolute shelter to Krishna. And absolute saranagati. In that way if you try, then that effort will give some fruits. And if you, you will get, you will gradually get the object. Gradual procedure is there. One is enlightened with the knowledge, by the ignorance is destroyed. When the self comes, there will be no ignorance. As sun lights everything at daytime, then you will see your own self, see all the living beings in their real perspective. Ignorance will be removed. Everything is eternal. Sukham Ajnirikam Dvaita Deho Jagana Dehinam. By the contact of the sense organs with the object of the, we get some happiness. Deho Jagana Dehinam. Samadhanai Bhat Bhat Dehivat Dukkamada. Nobody wants suffering, but suffering automatically comes. By our own actions, bad actions. Like that, these worldly sensuous enjoyment automatically will come. Tatpayasana kartabbo. This is not, it's futile to endeavor to get this sensuous enjoyment. It will automatically come. Happiness will come and suffering will come. Only our span of life will be lost. You try this to get ananda, this sort of sensuous enjoyment in this world. Our all energy will be spoiled. Supreme Lord is the whole bliss. If you get a glimpse of it, everything will be solved. Immediately. Hallelujah. All right. I have been given a warning. Maybe. It has been 9:30, so we should not speak much. I am speaking loudly. Oh, that is not good. Sometimes it happens. If one thing, I want to say something. Because I think it will be possible for me to see you again next Saturday. Next Saturday. After that I shall have to go to somewhere else for Navadham Parikrama, Sarkamamishlam Navadham. And along with that there will be celebration of the centennial celebration of our Gurudev. In a huge way, a big way. So many devotees will come there. But here also I want to submit to you. Submit. Also I am giving warning to me. If I go with this physical body, Navadvip Dham, several times I had been. But I had no contact with the Dham. physical body can enter into it. The transcendental realm, highest transcendental realm, Brajavanam. Those who are in the devotion highest, they see Navadvipam as Brajavan. By the grace of Navadvipa Dham, by the grace of Guru Gauranga and their personal aspirations, we can enter into Brajadham. So every year we perform Navadvipa Parikrama. But we have to get ready, we say Adhivas. Adhivas means preliminary function before a solemn function. But actually, to prepare ourselves, how to perform this. Everything is spiritual there. Transcendental realm, both very sweet. By this body you can enter into it. But if we submit to your Gurudev, to Supreme Lord, to Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga, then they are capable of giving you that sort of capacity to enter into the transcendental realm. And we have got Ishoddhan means Radha Kunda. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has seen Radha Kunda there. Radha Kunda has appeared now. And you will be able to stay there. And we have to, I am requesting to inform it to all devotees and to inform us who are coming. How many persons are coming? From where? From which place? And our from Bombay and other places, devotees have come. They will make arrangement. They say we shall make arrangement. Thousands and thousands of devotees. I do not know where.
Devotees, please accept the visual invitation to Navadvip, Sri Navadvip Dham Parikrama.
From which date?
Adhivas. From the 18th of March to the 26th of March.
Jai Sisi Guru Gaurang, Gandharvika Giri Dhari Jyotiriya. Sisi Guru Gaurang, Kirti Radha Madan Mohan, Panchatattatmak Sri Gaur Hari Ki. Sisi Guru Gaurang, Kirti Radha Govinda Jyotiriya. Sisi Radha Gopinath Jyotiriya. Sisi Radha Madhav Jyoti, Sisi Radha Nayananath Jyoti, Jai Nitya Lila Pravishtom Vishnu Pad, Ashtattar Satasi Sriman, Bhakti Daita Madhav Goswami Maharaj Ki, Jai Nitya Lila Pravishtom Vishnu Pad, Ashtattar Satasi Sriman, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki, Sri Rupanuga Guru Bharga Ki, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki, Jai Sri Radha Krishna Go Gopi Go Govardhan Vrindavan, Sri Radha Kunda Sham Kundaki, Ananta Koti Vaishnav Vrindaki, Sarva Vigna Vinashnakari Sri Nishinga Devi, Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujyapat, Paribrajaka Charjatadhar Vishyami, Srimad Bhakti Rakhak, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki, Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujyapat, Paribrajakacharjasidhan Vishyami, Srimad Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj Ki, Param Pujyapat Paribrajakacharjasidhan Vishyami, Bhakti Kumud Sant Goswami Maharaj Ki, Nitya Lila Pravishta Param Pujyapat Paribrajakacharjasidhan Vishyami, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Param Pujyavat Paribrajaka Acharya Dandi Swami. So Bhakti Saran Tridikram Maharaj ki jai. Dandi Swami so Bhakti Vaibhav Aranya Maharaj ki jai. Tridandi Padgan ki Samagata Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Maharaj ki jai. Tridandi Swami Bhakti Sarvasya Nishkinchan Maharaj ki jai.